Since the transfer of power in 2018, tensions between Khama and his hand-picked successor, President Mokgweetsi Masisi, have escalated. This week, there were reports that Khama's arrest was imminent over delays to hand over firearms. The assortment of weapons belongs to the state, while some are registered in the former president's name. Lawrence Wokedi, the spokesperson for Khama's party, the Botswana Patriotic Front, BPF, says the former leader left through an official exit point.
He did not skip the country. Skipping the country has connotations or suggests that somebody left illegally, or that they left through an ungazetted point, or that they ran away from the country, or something like that. Khama did not run away from the country, and he did not leave illegally. He left through a gazetted point, and he's out there on his private business, and he'll be coming back.
Permanent Secretary to the President Emma Piluetletsi says Khama should, as per protocol, have informed Masisi's office and the Minister of Foreign Affairs about his trip to South Africa. But Wokedize says Khama, son of Botswana's first president, Tshegetse Khama, has not committed any offence.
Does he have to inform the Minister of International Affairs, OP? Under normal circumstances, yes, it is due protocol and process that you inform them. But then, he's not their prisoner. He's not under arrest. So he can travel as and when he wishes to travel. And in this case, he decided not to inform them because, I mean, what is the point of informing them? Because whether you inform them or not, they are not going to facilitate you.
Wokedi says the former president's life is in danger and therefore he could not have sought permission from the same government that is persecuting him.
Given everything else that they've been doing, it is reasonable to conclude that they do not want him alive. And if they do not want him alive, it is equally reasonable to then suggest that he may just leave without informing them for his own security reason, amongst others.
The source of the fallout between Masisi and Khama remains unknown, but it threatens Botswana's relative peace and stability. After taking office, Masisi has reversed most of his predecessor's policies, including lifting a ban on trophy hunting, a blueprint dear to Khama. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.